Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffeehouse and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. In a fantastic new move, the Red Herring Lounge is hosting a local quilt show. Opening Saturday, November 12th, Stitch Red is a creative group of textile artists in a collaborative show. It pushes the boundaries of old-fashioned anything and instead is passion, art, and music-infused quilting. The show includes artists from Duluth and others from as far as Florida, all celebrating with a reception Saturday, November 12th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by music and a performance. This is all spearheaded by local artists Scott Lunt and Karen McTavish of McTavish Quilting Studio, and they join us on Radio Gallery.
I'm Karen McTavish. I'm a fiber artist, quilting fanatic, run a shop in Duluth, and my specialty is machine quilting. And Scott Lunt wandered in right after we opened about a year and a half ago, and he has turned into this master quilter too now.
I wouldn't call myself a master quilter yet, but I have made, I think, 13 quilts in a year.
Yeah,
that's a lot. A protege.
He's got this passion too. And the passion like comes from this thing that, you know, people have that they have to make. And it's very similar to performing, writing your own song, writing your own music, and then performing it. That's what it feels like to make a quilt. I think we just transcend this little craft thing. I like to look at it like I have a darker sense of creating. And so we have this exhibit coming up November 12th at the Herring.
This is not your grandma's quilt.
God, no, it's not. This is the misfits of the quilting world. There's six of us: Scott Lunt, Frank Palmer, Alexander Kane, who goes by Boycraft on Instagram, Cheryl Dennison, modern minimalistic, and then me, my sister Kathy McTavish, will be doing her multimedia projection art onto the bands that are going to be playing, which are Reflectivore and Irewolves. And then Scott Lunt, Frank Palmer from Orlando, and I, and my sister, will be doing a sewing performance piece to music.
How exciting is this to see it come to a gallery show?
Mm-hmm. And it's hanging for a month.
Well, talk about being a part of this, Scott.
Well, it was my idea, so it's my fault. It's like the first thing I found that, like, I feel like I'm kind of good at it, you know? Like, I'm always impressed that people can draw or paint, and I'm like, I don't think I'd ever get there. But I made one, I made another, and then now I'm trying to make up my own designs. So it's fun to be able to share them.
Well, so tell us a little bit about some of the pieces that will be in there.
One of them is, actually, it is a pattern. It's a Star Wars quilt. And then I have another one. Oh, it's my 1111 quilt.
Yeah.
Which, it's just an old friend thing. They always noticed the time at 11:11. They called it Anderson times. And then my final quilt is, I just had an idea, sort of dream for a glory hole quilt.
No big deal.
No big deal. I mean,
and it's awesome. And it's made out of?
Just recycled khakis.
Talk about the materials.
I would say most of the time people buy new quilting fabrics and then you can pick your colors and your styles and everything. But there is a lot of people, t-shirt quilts are popular. You mm-hmm. see a lot of people who make memory quilts out of either someone who's died or just like I've seen a lot of people who retire and then they cut up all their work shirts and make a quilt. Or
we have two quilts in the show that are from Alan Cragen, who commissioned McTavish Quilting Studio to do three memory quilts. And we actually took his wife's clothing, and those quilts will be there, two huge modern quilts. They're all made out of Tiffany's clothing. And that was a very special quilt. And she was part of the community, the music community, very supportive. It was a labor of love to take apart all those pieces of clothing. And Cheryl Dennison helped me make that. And we have these two heirlooms that'll be in the show at, oh my God, they're just powerful.
How fun is it to share this with the wider community?
I'm excited that some quilters have come, but I'm more excited that people have no idea about quilting will come, and maybe a few will catch the bug, or yeah, just to show that it doesn't have to be like just floral prints. It can be whatever you want.
Stitch Red opens Saturday, November 12th at the Red Herring Lounge with a reception from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by music from Duluth bands Reflectivore and hardcore band Irewolves. That's all kicking off at 9. The Stitch Red exhibit is up through November at the Red Herring Lounge, located at 208 East 1st Street in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.